Hey guys, it's Morshed and you're listening to Unhandle Exception Show. Today we are discussing how to get started with Python programming with Japkirat.
Hello.
Thanks for joining, Japkirat.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, let's get started. Would you share your background in Python programming and how did you get started?
Right. So I've been using Python for about 5 to 6 years now, if you also count the time I spent on making projects along my studies. Three to 4 years in the industry, basically working in machine learning. So every day I've been using Python for all my projects. I actually got started just after my second year of studies in Thapar University, where I was studying. And it so happened that I was exploring what I want to do, what I want to my niche to be. And during that time, just after the second year, I found that there is a certain course that is happening, summer program that is happening at Thapar that I joined. And through that, I actually got started into Python and machine learning and all. So from there, my switch happened from Java. Before that, I was using Java. And from Java, I switched over to Python at that time.
Hmm. And was it a difficult transition for you to move from Java to Python programming?
Not really. I mean, the basic underlying concepts do remain the same. It's just the change in syntax. So it's not really difficult to change.
Okay. And what are some key takeaways you got from the summer program where you learned Python?
Key takeaways, I think, would be that I really enjoyed myself with how to use Python for machine learning. I think I've mentioned it somewhere before as well, that how I got started with machine learning was that I saw this project in that that web course on the day one that was about using a GAN to change the image of a horse to a zebra. And that actually got me really excited in this whole field of machine learning. And because I wanted to be in machine learning, I then got started into Python and started learning Python so that I could be a machine learning engineer.
I mean, that's great. For beginners who are just getting started with learning how to program, what makes Python a great programming language for them?
I mean, Python is really easy to learn and read. I mean, its learning curve is very gentle. If this is the very first language, the syntax basically is something that if you're using English as a spoken language, you would really easily understand what the code really means. If you have never seen a Python code before, if you're just seeing your code very first time on your screen, and you try to read it like a normal English sentence, you will understand what the code means. It's intuitive and it's easy. And and there are a lot of libraries that are built on top of libraries and tools that exist on top of Python, through which it makes it really easy for you to develop any kind of project that you want. So it's something really useful, as well as there is a really good community developed around Python. Like you can find people in working with Python, like on Stack Overflow, on Twitter, on Medium, you can find articles. So it's a really diverse and developed community that can help you with your learning process in Python.
And you, so what are some good developer communities someone can go and ask for help or inspirations? Or had helped you?
Right. So for Twitter, there is one community on Twitter called Python programming itself. I think there is a community on Python programming on Twitter. There are Discord servers as well that you can search for. I'm not joined on Discord for these communities, so don't really know the names of those communities, but I know they do exist because I was in different ML communities, so there would be links for them. Mm. on Twitter, I am a part of the Python programming community. So I know there are a lot of people that come in, share their doubts that they are having, and people help each other there.
Oh, cool. And what are some key concepts and principles a new developer or beginner should grasp when they're learning how to write Python programming language?
See, Python in itself, I don't think so, has a lot of unique concepts of its own. Like, it's something that exists. It does have some unique concepts, but not that much. So let's talk two different perspectives, right? So if somebody claims that they are a beginner in Python, but they do have an experience in some other language, then it's really easy for them to transition. It's going to take like them, take them 30 minutes or so to get acquainted with the syntax, because we already know the concept. So it's like getting acquainted with the syntax, and it's going to take less than 30 minutes to do so. And for that, I don't think there is any need for tutorial. Just read some code snippets, and that is also fine. But for somebody that is, Python is going to be the very first language they're going to learn, there should be a standard set of topics they should be learning from. And I think the first step in learning any programming language would be to get acquainted what the data types are going to be in the language, right? Mm. So if you are working with integers, or if you're working with float data points, or if you're going to work with strings, so that you should be knowing what kind of data types are and how to work with those data types. And once you understand it, if you have got used to those, then you can move to like conditional statements, like if else and loops, like for loop is there, and there is a while loop. And you can also then take a look at the data structures, and data structures from both the points, that the generic data structures that you learn as a different subject, but Python has its own data structures like lists, set, dictionaries, and I think I forgot. Tuple, so I switched over one. There are a few data types that are provided with Python that you can learn those. Once the data types is done, data structures are done, then comes the OOPS concept. So getting acquainted how you're going to apply the concepts of OOPS, the objects, in Python is something that you should be knowing before moving on to other projects. And probably then you can start learning about the specialized features that are unique to Python, then like functional programming and some probably... there is this walrus operator in Python that you can look for. So these kind of features, then you can start learning that are generic to Python only.
You mentioned you transitioned from Java to Python developer. So the OOPS concept you learned in Java programming language are interchangeable in Python programming language. Is that right?
Yeah, mostly yes. Just it's... there is this one inheritance like features that can change a little bit, but mostly the concepts of OOPS remain same. It's not, it's just you need to get acquainted with the syntax of how you are going to use abstraction and how you are going to use encapsulation, but the idea is the same.
Yeah, and to for our listener, OOPS means object-oriented programming.
I should mention that, yeah.
And what tools and development environments do you recommend for a Python beginner?
Yeah, like for complete beginner, Jupyter notebooks are a good starting point. I mean, so there are a lot of different tools, but for somebody that is just starting with Python, I think Jupyter notebook is a good start, because you can then break down your code into one line or two lines and then execute your code accordingly. And it still maintains the hierarchy, the information in itself. And so a good way would be that to directly start using Anaconda. Just install Anaconda on your system, and it will install it will install the Jupyter notebook in for your system by itself, and it will also install one IDE called Spider that you can also use to develop a bit larger projects in Python. So if you're dealing with, let's say, web development, you can then use a library called Django and probably use the IDE Spider for your project. And once you're acquainted with all of these, probably switch over from Spider to something else. But Jupyter is going to stay all the time, because in the industry as well, in machine learning as well, it's a tool that we use every day. So you're going to use it if you decide that you want to use Python for machine learning. So you use it every day in your life. Mm-hmm. And coming to an important concept, I think. So one, if you're installing Anaconda, so there is this tool or a command line tool that also gets installed called Conda. So Conda can be used for creating virtual environments, how you want to segregate the environments for your multiple Python projects. And learning that is an essential tool. You will also be using Conda almost every day. Whenever you're working with multiple projects, you will be using Conda. So it's a good idea to, once you get acquainted with Jupyter Notebooks and everything, just take a look at how you can use Conda.
Okay. And Jupyter Notebook is a form of IDE, right?
You can say that, but it's more designed to be an experimentation tool. Like if you want to quickly experiment some idea that you have in Python, you can do that in Jupyter Notebook quite well.
And Anaconda, what is the purpose of Anaconda?
Right. So Anaconda is basically designed to be around data science tool. So what it does is it packages everything from Python that is used every day. Like whatever you use every day in your job is already pre-configured, pre-set up for you, and you just install Anaconda and everything else will be already configured for you on your system. You're not doing it manually. You are not going to manually set up Jupyter on your system, manually setting up an IDE on your system. Everything is pre-configured, pre-downloaded, and just one tool to do everything. And it also installs the libraries that you're going to, that you generally use almost every day. So those libraries are pre-installed on the system with the Anaconda itself.
Very nice. So Jupyter, Anaconda, Spider, and Conda. So those are a couple of tools we have to keep in mind when you're getting started with Python development.
Right. So basically, Spider, you can maybe switch over because it's not the best tool, but it does exist. So you can maybe later on switch from it. But to get started, it's a really good place.
Good to know. And what are some common mistakes and pitfalls you have noticed from a beginner who are getting started with Python?
I again mentioned two perspectives here. So one, the one that is switching from other language to Python, and one from the perspective of the total beginner. Mm. And for me, when I was switching from Java to Python, I was actually baffled by one thing, that Python is indentation oriented. So basically you have to provide an app number of spaces or tabs, and you have to remain consistent. If you're using tabs, always use tabs. If you're using spaces, always use spaces. So I did not know that in the start, and I spent a lot of time with indentation errors. and now it is easier to know, debug, but at the time it was not the easiest ones to figure out. Okay, I have an indentation error on my code, but where exactly did I use spaces instead of tabs? It was not really straightforward. So I spent a lot of time with those kind of errors. And many people that switch from Java or C++ or any other language, they face this issue that indentation errors occur. Now, I don't think so it will be that much time consuming, but because of latest versions of Python have improved with debugging capabilities, but this issue does come for somebody that makes a switch in the language. For somebody that is a total beginner, they do learn it early on that, okay, it's the first language, though they remember that indentation is something that they need to take care of. So if you are using Python for the very first time, there are going to be some challenges that you are going to face. Like you may be not handling the errors properly. So what I was saying that some people tend to give up when they see errors in their code, like they will maybe stop working towards it and just close the project and say that, okay, I cannot learn Python and quit it. And that is something that they need to understand, that actually to be a good programmer, you need to understand how you can approach to fix the issue, like how you want to use debugging tools. If in your IDE there are tools, how you integrate logs, logging into the code so that you can analyze the log statements to figure out what the issue is. So those kind of things is something that you can integrate, and you Python has the capability to do that. And once the area before giving up, I think that is some tools that these are the two things that they should be learning, and they generally don't in the beginning, and it just get to know the about these things a little too late, and once they have already given up or something like that. So just this is the I think the major problem, that if you face the face challenge, they just tend to give up. So they need to take care of it.
What is your take on using AI tools like ChatGPT to accelerate someone's learning process to learn?
Yeah, so I do like that people, I do also recommend people to learn through ChatGPT, but I don't trust it 100% blindly, because I think that ChatGPT and all these tools, they are good, but how do you verify what they are saying is actually correct if you don't have the ground knowledge, right? So if you're just total beginner and you don't know what ChatGPT is talking about, how do you verify it? So knowing, if you know the person on the other side has some experience in the field, you'd know that, okay, they are probably right when they are explaining a concept. But how do you know that ChatGPT is also right on the, on that aspect? It tends to make mistakes, but beginners will not identify that mistake. So it's a like walking on a pole thing, right? And so be careful when using GPTs while learning. But you can, once you have understood the concept and you want to like build on top of it, maybe you can. It's not harmful, but when you're just starting off, don't trust GPT blindly.
That makes sense. And even when GPT is giving us the suggestion, make sure to fully understand it before you implement this.
Yeah, right. I mean, it also gives you the code itself, right? So, but how do you implement, debug that code? You are going to spend, I've also done that, but that, okay, copy paste the code from ChatGPT and spend more time debugging that code than writing it yourself. So it does happen, but you just blindly trust, you will fall into issues that you did not expect.
Totally. What are some fun or interesting projects do you recommend beginner to undertake when they're learning Python, both C++ or Java programmer beforehand knowledge or brand new ones?
I think the best idea of this is the best question for GPTs as well. This is something that GPTs can help you really well, suggesting the projects that you should be building. And from my perspective, what I did was I had built a project called money management type of project. So basically, an app to handle the finances, my finances. And that was the very first project that I used for Python. Python alone, keeping machine learning aside, just for plain Python project. And from that onwards, basically, what my idea, what my perspective is, look for apps that you use around yourself and find that one feature that that particular app is missing. If you're, let's say, using WhatsApp and if you find out, okay, it does not let me send 1080p videos, a 1080p video. Okay, it compresses that video. I don't want that. Make your own chat app with Python and add the functionality to send 1080p video on that. I think that will be the best process to learn and finding the ideas for your project instead of finding it online and something. And if you try to find it online, you will also find the solution for it online. And how would you know that you're learning it, instead of just copy pasting the project, how would you know that you're learning it as well? So it's a good idea. Look around, find a problem that you are facing and solve it in Python. That's the best way to get the ideas on project ideas and implement those projects in Python.
Do someone also follow the same principle when looking at an open source project? I mean, looking at a project and see what's missing features out there in a project and add that functionality?
I'm not very sure I got the question right.
Will we also apply that same thing, like a same process in an open source project? Look for any missing piece of functionality and add that functionality.
Yeah, you can. So let's take a very simple example. It's again going to be from my use cases of daily use cases. So if you're using scikit-learn library, so it's something that you will use almost every day when you're working with machine learning projects. And you see that nowadays there are multiple different libraries for automatic machine learning, AutoML libraries. What they are basically doing is they help you automatically identify which algorithm you should be using for your machine learning model. And it also started the same way that they initially started look for that, this feature does not exist in the scikit-learn library, and then build an AutoML library specifically for scikit-learn. There was an auto sklearn at a point, but it later on became an AutoML for integrating all the other libraries in machine learning as well. So built an auto sklearn, which would suggest the algorithm to be used for your project. So that is something you can also look for in with open source tools.
Good to know. And as we are finishing up this podcast, could you tell us the most important things or three most important things you want our listeners to learn from this episode?
Absolutely. So first is keep grinding. So Python or any other language, if you are looking for or learning, basically, has this weird curve shape that, it will start looking like, okay, I've learned everything in the language, and when you start making projects or something, doing something more advanced, and you'll realize, okay, I did not know half of those things. So that it tends to reach a point of overconfidence really soon and really quickly, and it happens with me as well that I will reach a point that I've learned everything in Python and I know Python really well. And once I started working in industry, I realized I did not know how to use OOPs properly. So that was something I realized a little too late. But then it's something that does happen with every programming language that you start working with. And also, don't get demotivated when you see errors in your code. It's something that happens to everybody. Every developer faces these issues, and learning how you want to debug it is the most key, the biggest skill that you can have, and the highest paying skill is as well. When speaking, if you can debug your Python code as well, along with writing that code, I think that you are ahead of 95% of the developers for that language. So these are some two biggest takeaways from that I'll recommend.
Okay, well, no, those are great takeaways. All right, Japkirat, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It was a great experience.
Absolutely. And to all our amazing listeners, your support means a lot to us. If you enjoyed today's show, please hit the subscribe button. Plus, for exclusive update, don't forget to sign up for our email newsletter. To do so, simply click the newsletter sign up link in the description. We are very excited to have you on board and wishing you a fantastic day ahead.